A new effort to help a once healthy population of eiders is using unique methods to try to turn sparse numbers around. Stellar's eiders used to be common on parts of the YK Delta coast decades ago. Due to some combination of lead poisoning, predators, and changes of habitat, they all but disappeared and were listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act in 1997. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Since 1970, only 11 nests have been reported on the YK Delta. As part of the long recovery plan, biologists are taking the early steps of bringing the birds back.
We want to start establishing a population of females that would return year after year to produce young.
Kate Martin is the Eider Recovery Coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Bringing back a population is no simple task. Managers are proposing starting with captively bred birds from the Alaska Sea Life Center. They would then have to learn how to be wild birds.
One way to do that, that we think may be the most effective, is to actually capture wild hens on the molting grounds, hold them over winter, and then bond them with ducklings that are captively bred, and release them as a family group on the YK Delta. So that wild hen can teach those ducklings what it is that they need to know, you know, to be a successful bird, migrate to appropriate molting areas and appropriate wintering areas.
There are many unknowns with a reintroduction like this. Biologists don't fully understand how birds determine where to nest. Stellar's eiders from the Russian Arctic intermingle with Alaska-bound birds during the winter months when they go live in areas along the Alaska Peninsula stretching towards Kodiak.
You know, one of our uncertainties is how many birds that we release on the YK Delta will actually return to the YK Delta to breed. It's something we don't know until we try. And that's also because we don't know how apt one female is to return to an area from which she was born.
A meeting in Bethel will be at the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge headquarters from 4 to 7 on March 6th. Managers also want to go to villages on the central coast area
that are closer to the areas where we actually would be releasing the birds to talk with them and get their input on everything from, you know, the proposed action to the potential release sites or any input that they'd like to give us.
The planning for all this will take a long time. The agency says that preparation and development of methods will span 3 to 5 years.
It's something that we are committed to trying over several years because it will take that long. This bird is a long-lived bird. We don't even expect to see returns of birds that we release for up to 2 years after we release them. So, you know, it's just long-term, big. While it's exciting, there's just a lot of pieces to it, I guess.
A link to information about the proposed reintroduction and how to comment will be posted at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.